The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us tonight. We have a special show this evening that was pre-taped last week. We are very happy to be joined for the entire hour of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass tonight by one of the principal owners of the Rochester Rhinos, Wendy Dworkin. We'll be back to our regular format on next week's show with Michael Lewis and Dick Howard. But Mr. Sirianni and I are very happy to be here at Capelli Sports Stadium taping this broadcast for tonight's show up in the press box. And this is what I get to see every game, Joe. You're, yep. You're downstairs right by the field.
Well, first of all, let me say that I'm very happy and very proud that she allowed us to do this interview. It's certainly a great honor for Soccer Kick in the Grass to have her over here. And some of the questions that we're going to ask are questions that I have heard from people that I have met at the stadium from before and now. And also, you know, we're trying to find out really, you know, what really goes in the making of this organization.
Well, let's start with this, Wendy. Thank you for being with us tonight. We're about halfway through the season, and this is the longest season that the Rhinos have ever had. We're going to be going all the way to mid-October for the regular season, then playoffs after that. From a business side, how have things been going so far this year, and what do you expect for the second half of the year for the business side of things?
Well, on the positive side, we've had some nice new partnerships and discussions with some new corporate partners, so that's always a positive. When you were speaking earlier about the costs of running a team, obviously there's a lot more that goes into it than I think even a devoted fan realizes in running the financial aspects of a team. So the more productive partnerships you can have, the better to help shoulder those costs. So we've been pleased that we've made some headway with that. We have some great corporate partners this year, you know, some of which are total fan experience items like dinosaur barbecue and things like that, that just add to the overall atmosphere. So we're very pleased about that. We've also seen an uptick in our group sales, and that's also key. Group sales is very important in a market of our size, and that's picked up in our second year of operation. Little disappointed in the amount of individual ticket sales, walk-up sales, things like that. No, I don't think I can just blame it overall on the weather. You know, I don't think it's just that. It would obviously help if we had a little bit more of a high profile in the media, so we had a little bit more name recognition and people would know a little bit more about our games and such. It is a long season this year. Not sure how that's going to affect us. I'm not exactly thrilled that we'll be going into hockey season and the Bills will be playing. You know, that'll be happening, especially if we're in the playoffs, as I hope. So we'll see how that longer season affects us.
The Bills, who are they? Never heard of them. It must be a new team around here. But you mentioned some of the business, the corporate partners, mm-hmm. and things like that. Dinosaur obviously is a big one, one of the top rated restaurant in Rochester, according to TripAdvisor. So give us some, tell us about some of the other new partnerships that you guys have done this year.
Sure. So Dinosaur Barbecue is new. We've expanded our offerings with the Jenny Brew House, and North American Breweries has been great. That was one of our first corporate partners, so we've just expanded some of that. We have more general entertainment in the stadium, like this game, we're going to have bubble soccer at halftime, you know, and people like, you know, that fun halftime experience. So we've expanded the offerings that we have through Adventures in Climbing. We have some great relationships in the banking community that help with excitement and giveaways and underwriting things that are actually fun to do in the stadium. So M&T Bank, Key Bank, ESL, they've been great. Excellus is a new corporate partner this year, so we're thrilled to have them on board. So that all, you know, helps us, as you were saying, you know, shoulder the costs of running a Division II team. And they also sponsor things that are fun entertainment in the stadium for the fans.
Wendy, speaking about what you just mentioned, Division II team, mm-hmm. certainly it has got a different perspective, because before they viewed us to be like a lower situation, mm-hmm. and now we're a second division, and we just one step down from the MSL.
Correct.
And why is it that we were not able to make a connection with an MSL team?
We did have a relationship with New England Revolution, and they have chosen to not have an official USL partner this year. So that's obviously their choice. Most Division I teams, most MLS teams had already had their relationships set. So that left us, you know, without a relationship. But I don't think that has negatively affected us in terms of the players that we're able to get. Quite frankly, Bob Lilly is such a great recognizer of talent and so good at bringing out the best in the players that he has, that I don't think it's negatively impacted him where he can't, you know, call someone up and say, hey, I need this, or hey, I need that. Because quite frankly, sometimes the players they're willing to send down is not someone he would want to put in his lineup anyway.
We had the experience before like that.
Yes, he
has. They sent for players they never played, the only one.
Exactly. One and you know what? Played. One thing I've learned is that I know what I don't know about the technical side of soccer. And I am not here to tell Bob Lilly, Mark Pulisic, or Brandon Murphy how to train their players or choose their players.
Absolutely. And like you said, the players that New England sent us, they're all not even with New England anymore. They're gone.
That is correct.
So that sort of tells you the status of the relationship. But certainly the players we have this year and then the players that have come back for multiple seasons have done a great job, and they've made their presence known in the community as well, which I know is very important.
Yes, they have. We have players like Mark Garzi and Conardo Forbes that, because they've been here several seasons, they're known in the community. I've been out with appearances with Mike where, you know, the teenage girls recognize them and people want pictures of them and everything. And I think we have a great team of young men that represent the Rhinos well and are doing well, good in the community, and they're just great spokesmen.
And that's when the newspaper heard, you know, not having a newspaper cover and Mike Garcy putting his picture on the paper,
that is the
promoting him and create a star.
And that's, he lives here year-round.
Yeah.
Mike Garcy and Conardo Forbes, I don't know if everyone realized, live here year-round. And they do appearances, especially Mike, year-round. So there is opportunity to get to know them. They are integrated in the community. They do all sorts of appearances. We had players at the DNC's All Greater Rochester Awards, and two of our players, I know one of them was Johan Graf, presented one of the awards for soccer. I didn't worry about how they were going to conduct themselves or what they were going to do for 1 minute. I knew they would represent.
I like Mike Garcia a lot.
He's a great young man.
I have to say he's my favorite player.
well, as you know, one of the things that people talk about, Wendy, there's nothing you can do about it given the situation that the Rhinos are in now in Division II, that we don't have the players that stay with us for years and years and years. Mike Garcia is an exception to that rule. But
you know
the
what? Neither
here,
do the other the Division II teams.
That's exactly right.
They want to move up.
They want to play in MLS.
They want to move up. It isn't even so much that, because I recognize the names of the players that we had last year. that have moved on to other teams. They're still in the USL. And just like all sports, just like millennials go from one place of employment to another place of employment, just, you know, depending on where the opportunity is, athletes do the same thing. There are very few players that are playing more than 3-4 years at most in any given USL team. I recognize the players that moved here to another team, and you know what? They're not always starting there either, and they're probably, you know, some of them going to move on to another team next year. That's just, it's the nature of sports.
Is it a question of finance?
No. It sometimes it's just team dynamic. What the coach, you know, does he like the way a player's developing? Is he fitting into his overall plan? It's a strategic decision. Does finances sometimes come into it? Absolutely. If there's a player that has, we encounter this in our relationship and our ownership in the NBA. If there's a player with a very high salary and they're not producing, or, you know, they play a certain position and they're taking a part of your salary, so to speak, and you need two or three positions filled someplace else within the team, you have to make a decision all over. This is your technical side budget. And what's going to make the best sense for your team?
Yeah, it's called capitalism. You know, yeah. if a player is worth more money to another team, especially in soccer where you see ridiculous amounts of money for transfers in Europe. I mean, it's a much smaller scale here, but you have teams that want to pay more money for a specific player, and they have a right to do that.
Absolutely.
And right now, I follow all the transfer thing in Europe. Yeah. My God,
it's a business unto itself.
And I really don't know how the team can really afford it, because the majority of the team, you know, you take four or five teams in Italy that are doing well, but at the bottom, they don't do well. The only time, and I don't know how they do it, but they got a solution. They got, they call abbonamenti. They got the same thing that you got over here, season ticket holder.
Yes.
So we'll talk about this when, after we come back from our break.
Right, we're going to take our first break here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We have the entire show tonight with Wendy Dworkin, the principal owner of the Rochester Rhinos. We'll be right back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Wendy, I wouldn't hurt you like that.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos have a big road match this Saturday, taking on the defending USL champion New York Red Bulls 2, kicking off at 4 p.m. Go to rhinosoccer.com to find out how you can watch the match live online. The Rhinos are back at Capelli Sports Stadium on Saturday, August 19th, taking on the Charleston Battery at 6:05. Get your tickets for this important match by calling 454-KICK or visiting rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. We have a special show this evening. We have the entire hour with Rhinos owner Wendy Dworkin. And at the last break, Joe, we were starting to talk about season tickets and what's going on with that. So I'll turn it back over to you.
So my question, Cindy, is because I said we'll let a season ticket holder over there. Mm-hmm. And we were all wondering, and they asked me to ask this question, is the season ticket holder more or less or – How are we? And say we because I'm a season ticket holder.
So according to our system, we have slightly less season ticket holders this year, 2017, than we did in 2016, which is disappointing. I don't know 100% the way things were put in the system the year we actually purchased the team, because we purchased the team and things were already booked in the system. So it's not, I don't want to say I can't verify the exact number of season ticket holders from prior to when David and I purchased the team, but I was relying on someone else's data. And this year's the first year we own the team during season ticket season and renewal. So I thought and had hoped that with the players out in the community more and cleaning up and the improvements in the stadium and David and I being out there, that the season ticket holders would have jumped. That was a disappointment. What's been something bright that I didn't expect is that the group ticket sales have increased, that there's more groups coming to the stadium and utilizing the stadium. And that's important because Rochester tends to be a group ticket market, not as much walk up, you know, individual tickets. So seeing those groups go up was nice. And last weekend we had on the 22nd Soccer Fest here, and that was really great to see so many kids here all day long. You know, the small sided games, kids had a blast. We had just a multiple activities all over the stadium for them, a scavenger hunt. And it was really nice. That was the first time we had seen the stadium filled, even, you know, before a game, with that many youth and their parents. So that was a positive.
Let me bring them to another decision. Andrew, just let me ask you this question.
Of course.
You mentioned the kids. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the informal conversations that you and I had and David at the sports club, mm-hmm. I asked you, I said, have you reached out to, you know, the Rochester Soccer League and to the youth club, that perhaps they come over here prior to a game and play their own game, so they will bring more people here, and the kids will like to play on the big house. So has anything been done with this, and are you intending to do anything like that?
We've spent specifically Scott Miller, who's our vice president of business partnerships. He came to us with an enormous amount of youth soccer market expertise from New York City Football Club and DC United. And we spent all of last season and all of the off season asking for meetings with all the various soccer clubs. We've presented to RDYSL several times. And the interesting thing that I found is the youth, the actual kid, may have a great interest in coming out and playing on the pitch before one of our games. But if the coach holds the keys to that kingdom, or if a president of a league or something is unhappy with the Rhinos for something that may have happened 10 years ago, they don't give you access to that youth. I've had high school athletic directors say, you know what? Thanks very much for the offer for us to play a game or some sectional opportunities at the stadium. But I don't think, in this case it was a girls' team, I don't think the girls are interested in that. And then the coach actually called David up and said, I don't know where they got that from, but as a coach, I would love to have my players watch your players sometime so they can see what the professional players do. I'd like to see your coaching staff, how they're directing, so I can better myself as a coach. And I don't know where so-and-so is coming from that our kids aren't interested in playing on your field, because they are. But if the right person in Section 5 sports, or if a coach, or if a president of a youth league or team decides they're not interested, those kids don't have the opportunity.
It's a shame, because they got a lot of kids that they would love to do there.
Now, the great thing that we did do, there was a very welcoming community, and we're going to do this again. We took literally the Rhinos out on the road. We went to Arundiquoit High School on in Cooper. They have great field, great turf. And we had an open practice in the community. One of our partners, Dunkin' Donuts and Sun Common, a solar energy company, helped sponsor it. Got a beautiful bus for the team, rolled up with the team, full coaching staff. We had all the youth gathered there, kind of do like a player welcome tunnel for the players, you know, got their high fives. They watched a full traditional practice of the first team. Then players cooled down a little bit. Coaches brought all the kids on the field, gave them a little chalk talk, let the kids answer questions of the players, and then just did a little mingle, meet and greet with autograph sessions.
That's great.
I'm trying to find a field out on the west side to do it now.
Chalai High School.
I think actually that's going to be, we spoke to someone. We were discussing, this is what I don't get about Rochester. We were discussing with one person, and they said, you know, I just don't think I have the time to deal with you. And I felt, okay, you don't want to deal. I will make this like so easy. I'm not asking you to cover any expenses, nothing. A free open practice of a professional Division II soccer team with a Hall of Fame head coach, Mark Pulisic, who some of you may have heard of, his son that he coached. And you don't have time for a 10-minute phone call to see if you can find a date any time in the season before the snow falls for a professional team to play for free in your community.
Well, like Joe said, there's people sometimes have very long memories, and things may have happened long before yourself and David came as to own the team, where things happen. I mean, I don't know any specifics, but this is what I understand. As Joe knows, it's a very interesting community regarding soccer, and people have.
There's a lot of fiefdoms, and no one's. If someone thinks you're muscling in on their fiefdom or their turf, but at the end of the day, we are the professional team, and I don't think I'm going to be the one to, you know, to make a true pyramid, you know, structure here in Rochester, New York, but it is something for the betterment of the competition level that I would hope that most parties would work towards.
So, let me bring up something, because we talked earlier a bit about the long season, and you know, we're going to be going into the high school soccer season, and this is a great opportunity, you know, as long as there's no conflicts with matches, which usually the soccer teams don't play on Saturday nights. That's usually reserved for football. Mm-hmm. But it'd be a great chance to bring in some of these high school teams to watch a professional match.
And, I know
and college,
two schools They are actually having their senior game here in the fall, so that's great. I'm looking forward to that. We have reached out to people about having more soccer in the actual soccer stadium. You know, people have said you have high school football in the stadium, but you're a soccer stadium. Why not soccer? So we are trying. We're talking to people and reaching out, and we hope that there are not only more regular season high school games here, which I would love, and trying to get some schools out maybe on a Saturday night, come see the pro team play, you know, as a group opportunity, and give them something that they wouldn't normally, not just, you know, have them out, maybe they'll meet the players afterwards, you know, give them something to help make it a more worthwhile experience. And, you know, maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe we'll have some sectional soccer here. That would be nice too.
That'd be great. Right. Back in the dark ages when I was in high school, I mean, one of the things that the soccer team and the football team and basketball too, we always look forward to playing in the pro stadiums. When I was managing these teams, that was one of the highlights of the year, when the basketball team would play at the War Memorial, the soccer team would play at Aquinas or Hollander Stadium back in the day. So hopefully that's something that will become a part of the later season, especially that it's new, that we haven't played regular season matches this far into October in a long time.
I would be thrilled. I would love to see high school soccer here.
I think that would be great as well. But let's take our next break here on Soccer is the Kick of the Grass. I want to come back and talk a little bit about the attendance and the relationship with the media and what's going on with that, because a lot of people are asking that question, and you know, we want to answer the questions that we've given here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. So we'll be coming back in just a moment with Wendy Dworkin, the owner of the Rochester Rhinos, here on this special edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooch, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos have a big road match this Saturday, taking on the defending USL champion New York Red Bulls 2, kicking off at 4 p.m. Go to rhinosoccer.com to find out how you can watch the match live online. The Rhinos are back at Cabela Sports Stadium on Saturday, August 19th, taking on the Charleston Battery at 6:05. Get your tickets for this important match by calling 454-KICK or visiting rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni broadcasting tonight from Capelli Sports Stadium. This pre-taped interview with Wendy Dworkin, the owner of the Rochester Rhinos. And Wendy, you've got to bring up this subject because everybody still asks about it. And it's the attendance this season. It's the lowest that it's ever been for the Rhinos, which is very sad for people who are long-time supporters from the very beginning, like, you know, Joe and myself and all the longtime soccer fans. And, you know, there's still, you talk about the kids coming down, and we did some great group sales with the kids in this season, but I think there's still, for some reason, that stigma about the location of the stadium, even though, you know, people go to Rockies, people go to Roncones, they come down here during the day, and the games are being played while it's during the day. 6 o'clock is, correct, it's still daylight. What, has anything been happening regarding the communication of the, you know, the fact that this is a safe place to come and bring your family? It's not unsafe.
Every time I'm given the opportunity to, you know, be on the press or some media outlet, and if it's appropriate, you know, if the conversation's going that way where I can mention just what you stated, I do. And there was, you know, I was on one interview where I blatantly called out the person that was interviewing me because he said, "You don't have enough, you know, parking. How are you dealing with that?" I said, maybe if I have, you know, 10,000 plus people in the stadium, I'm going to have to get, you know, more creative with parking. But until we are at practical stadium capacity, we have plenty of parking. We have what we call our club lot, newly paved, striped, lighted, you know, very bright, plenty of parking right there. We have our suite lot, which is extremely easy access, also well lit, gate right there. We have enough parking and it's well lit. We have more security than we need, solely to give people that, you know, comfort level. We have enough police presence outside of the stadium, again, probably more than we need, but when people see those officers, it tends to give them a comfort factor, so therefore we do it. And we have a great channel of communication with RPD should we ever need it. So it is a safe place. My own two children are here in the stadium. I mean, you all see me running around with them on a consistent basis. And we really, it is frustrating, but I understand it. So I just take the opportunity to push back about it. When the stadium was first built, there was a shortage of parking. Things were not necessarily fully constructed even, and people had some bad experiences parking, parking not necessarily in the stadium, but around the stadium. And it created, you know, a stigma, and people don't seem to want to let go of that. So I just keep reiterating as often as possible, we did not last year nor this year have we had a problem with parking, either a lack of it or a safety factor with it.
And I can hear the frustration in your voice, and we, myself and Mr. Sirianni, are as frustrated as you are, because we've dealt with this now for, what, 12 years. It's in the same old argument, and it's unfortunate, because kids and families or soccer players are missing out on seeing their professional team. It's great to watch Chelsea on television. It's great to watch Real Madrid and Juventus, but it's not the same as being here in the stadium. And you can't, unless you have thousands of dollars and go to an International Champions Cup match somewhere in the United States, you're not going to see Real Madrid and Chelsea and Juventus in the United States.
Nor are you going to have the opportunity to go to the after party and talk with the players and the coaching staff.
Absolutely.
And there is another thing that people don't know. In my years with the Lancers, we played in Philadelphia in a place that was completely, you know, in the ghetto.
Veterans Stadium was
awful. We played in New York.
Philadelphia Union Stadium is not in the high rent district. I can tell you, David and I have gone on the road with the team several times this season. Many stadiums, they are not in the more affluent or more gentrified areas of town. That's just not where land is affordable or available, as you said, in great quantity. And in our own experience with the Sacramento Kings, when we built the new arena and, you know, we've completed a season in the new arena, that arena was built in an area that was downtown, blighted, and was seen as an opportunity to help stabilize an area that was considered sketchy. No, you know, community outcry of why is it there, this and that, and people don't think twice about going there, and it has helped revitalize that area of Sacramento.
So what would the message that you like to give to the people that are listening to our show today? They are the doctor that they say, I'm not going to go there because it's not safe. What would you tell them?
Well, first, I think they have to try it at least once.
Exactly.
Because they could hear me on however many press junkets that you want. Until you experience it, you're not going to believe it. You know, I almost become just like a talking head that just says the same thing over and over. So you have to experience it. One of the reasons we did move our games, the vast majority of them, from 7:30 or 7 and later to 6 o'clock is to have the games end while it's still light out, so people would feel more comfortable in their surroundings if they didn't know where they were going. And if you come to a game, you will see you will have parking. There will be people directing you where to go, what gate. The stadium is a beautiful stadium, a great sight lines for watching soccer. Plus, there's other things. I have so many things going on tonight. You know, we have the bounce house and things for kids. We have Dinosaur Barbecue doing a grilling demonstration. We have wine tastings, beer samplings, a whiskey sampling. You know, Rex the Rhino. There's something for whatever age you are to do in this stadium.
And you got a great team on the field, too, for all the soccer purists.
Yes.
Again, they're not Real Madrid, Chelsea, and Juventus, but this is our team. I mean, cities in Europe that have smaller, you know, Division 3, 4 teams, they still go out and support their teams. I mean, they may be fans of the big clubs, but they still support the local team because it's so important for a community to have a team to rally around.
Well, this is what I don't understand, and perhaps you could help answer the question for me. I don't see people in Rochester saying, I'm not going to the hockey game or the baseball game because they're not major league. But the soccer purist or fan will sometimes say, I'm not going to the game even though it's Division II because it's not MLS. Or some people even say, MLS isn't good for me. I want, you know, European football.
One of the things that I really like to respond to your question is television. Okay, television right now is offering so many opportunities to watch soccer, and the purist, the one that you call the purist, are the guys that say, "I'm going to watch. Why should I go and watch the Rhino when I can watch a first division
Man U or something?"
Exactly. And the fact is this: is that my answer to those people is this. Yes, you know, you can watch it on television. You know, television has brought so many things, so many channels that you can watch soccer 24 hours a day. But it's nothing like experience a live soccer game. There's nothing like to sit up and watch the play being made.
But it's all sports like that. Like, I watch Amherst games, even though I may watch a Sabres game on TV. I attend a baseball game at Frontier Field. That doesn't mean I don't go to a Yankees game or watch a Yankees game on TV. This is the one sport where I actually, where I don't quite understand, where someone will say, I'd rather not see something live because there's another option on TV.
Well, it's interesting because except for friendlies now, there aren't any matches being played now. It's off season yes. in Europe. I think one of the other reasons is there are so many more games for baseball and hockey. You can make a decision. Yep, you know, yes. I'm not doing anything tonight. There happens to be a game going on, and I'll go to it because there's so many of them now. With soccer, it's much different. You only have a limited number.
That's
you
true.
Have to really make plans to go to a match because you only have a limited number of opportunities.
And the thing that I want to add to this to the people that are listening to our show, you know. Support the Rhinos, because without the Rhinos in Rochester, soccer will be dead for 20 years, just like it was with the Lancers. And then somebody's going to bring up, but nobody's going to be able to bring up a second division team, because if the Dworkin fail, then they're going to sell the team, and that's the way it goes.
It's a lot of money now.
Yeah. The Division II standards are such, you just don't jump into the USL or the NASL. You just don't do that. So I agree with you on that aspect, that if the community cannot support Division II soccer, whatever soccer product you have is not going to be at this level.
Absolutely.
Because no league, quite frankly, is going to sanction it.
That's true. And I remember when the Lancers were. We had the Rochester Flash for a couple of years, which was good, but it wasn't the North American Soccer League of the 70s. And you know, people do remember the Rhino Glory years when the A League and MLS were nearly on par. I mean, now it's much different. Yes. MLS is a much more global brand and bringing in lots of money. But anyway, the point is. We lost the Western New York Flash. We're never going to see that level of women's soccer in this city ever again. And we don't want to have the same thing happen to the Rhinos. So we encourage everybody to come out to the matches, support the team. This is a great team. They've lost, I think, 10 games in their last 90 matches. That's an incredible record.
And you know,
we have a winning team here.
The best thing, it's an affordable ticket that you can make. And they got so many deals.
We do. So one of the things, you know, Jeff DiVeronica looked at me at once and said, you need more deals. I've got them. If you want to come to a game and cost is a factor, I have promotions going on for town chambers and all sorts of things where tickets are $5, $8. Some include a beverage voucher. Tonight there's dollar hot dogs for kids 12 and under. There's always something going on that puts it at a very affordable price point.
Okay, we're going to take our final break here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, and we are going to address the questions on the media and what's coming up for the rest of 2017. It's still very much much of the season is still remaining, about 45% of it, so a lot of chances still to see your Rhinos here at Capelli Sports Stadium, where we're taping this show tonight here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass with Wendy Dworkin and the host of hosts, Mr. Sirianni, here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Whether you just found it or you've lived there for years, you'll never forget that feeling. It was something that made you realize this house would become your home. And since there's no place like it, it deserves protection just as special. A local Allstate agent can help you customize an Allstate house and home insurance policy and point out lots of ways to save. Like if you have a newer roof, It could help lower your rate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
The Rochester Rhinos have a big road match this Saturday, taking on the defending USL champion New York Red Bulls 2, kicking off at 4 p.m. Go to rhinosoccer.com to find out how you can watch the match live online. The Rhinos are back at Cabela Sports Stadium on Saturday, August 19th, taking on the Charleston Battery at 6:05. Get your tickets for this important match by calling 454-KICK or visiting rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And welcome back to our final segment here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Special show tonight with Rhinos owner Wendy Dworkin, myself Andrew Battisti, and Joe Sirianni. And Wendy, some people during this year have said to me, and I'm incredulous to hear this, why didn't you come to the game? I asked, why didn't you come to the game yesterday? Oh, I didn't know there was a Rhinos match. And I'm like, how could you not know there was not a Rhinos match? Well, this year, unfortunately, and let me just say, Jeff DeVeronica is a great writer, and he's a great friend of mine. This has not anything to do with him. This is, for some reason, the Democratic Chronicle has not run stories on the Rhinos this season, not even game stories. Very, very few. I mean, there was something before the Tampa Bay match with Joe Cole, which he didn't show up, by the way. We beat them without Joe Cole.
Yes.
But anyway, all we see is just a little write-up of the post-match, and even there's a match tonight as we're taping this. There was just a tiny little thing under the schedule of the USL saying there was a match tonight. And it amazes me. And it's not just the Rhinos. The Red Wings are having the same issue.
Yes.
And we'll be interesting to see if it happens during the Amherst season. But I don't know what can be done about this.
I've met with the publisher of the DNC. I've met with Jeff DeVeronica. It's about clicks. And a lot of our season ticket holders that want to read about the Rhinos do not do the DNC digital version to get those clicks on the stories, and that's how they determine what they're going to write about. I've had fans actually call the DNC and say, I want to physically read a story. I don't read the DNC online. But the fact of the matter is the impetus behind the DNC is to switch to more of a digital format. And I've said my piece with them, but I, for all intents and purposes, I can't wait around for them to cover me. So I'm not. So, you know, we spend money and we run ads and promote our games in the DNC that way. We do a lot with digital and social media, trying to expand our reach that way. We do a lot trying with social media, tie in our partners, you know, like our banks and our food vendors and stuff like that, and hashtagging them to try and get more traffic generation to our site. Upgraded our website so it's more inviting when people visit that. Just a lot of radio. I do a lot of radio interviews. We pay to have a lot of information put out on the radio, both iHeartMedia and Entercom. So we're basically, I don't have to like my coverage at the DNC, but I do have to deal with it. And that's how I'm trying to do the best I can to go around with it. And I'm not the only sport in that situation. There are other teams in Rochester that are not pleased with their coverage, but that's what it is. And so you just do a run around it.
Do you do Facebook?
Facebook.
You know, do you publicize on Facebook at all the games?
Oh, a press book. Yes, we absolutely.
No, Facebook.
Facebook.
Oh gosh, yes. We have Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, all of that. So yeah, that absolutely, and data metrics to manage it and all of that. So that's a definitive thing that we do. Plus the community appearances, and sometimes you just have to do old fashioned pay for your marketing. We had a billboard out on the 490 with the University of Rochester for a while. So we try and get the word out there the best that we can. Obviously, unfortunately, some things are kind of circular. If I had a little bit more attendance, I could spend a little bit more on marketing, and it goes round and round. But it's something we work hard to promote our games in all different venues.
I tell you, Wendy, this has been a very informative segment. I hope that many, many people that come to the stadium and don't come to the stadium, they listen to this show, because I believe that we have covered all the things pertaining to attendance and stuff like that, that people should pay attention to it.
Obviously, there's a lot of questions about the franchise. You know, the attendance has gone down, as we know, and I know it's very sad, but people are asking the question about the viability of the franchise going forward. And unfortunately, the one article that was written at the beginning of the season was talking about the monetary business losses that happened in your first season as the owners, and that may have made some people think, well, this team's not going to be around. What is the viability going forward of the Rhinos? I mean, are we going to see the Rhinos in Rochester for the long term?
Well, David and I take it on a year-by-year basis, so we're obviously analyze where we are as the season comes to a close. When you say that the attendance is down, it may not necessarily be, and I'll tell you why. Under previous owners, you would see more people in stands, but they would flood the market with
free tickets
mm-hmm. to get them there.
Not
so
unusual.
You may have, and then it becomes, you know, difficult, because now you've taken the value of the ticket and of admission and the product. You're lowering your average ticket price, and people are waiting for those flooded free tickets, and they had very little paid attendance. We have a much higher than in past paid attendance.
Good point.
And we have worked very hard. You know, it was very difficult at first. People are expecting, you know, 1,000, 2,000, whatever it was, free tickets to be dropped in the community, you know, the last 2-3 days before a match. And we kind of held tight and said, you know, we're not going to do that, because it has devalued the product value so much. And I've seen other teams do that, where the word out there is you don't have to pay for tickets. Eventually, X amount of 1,000 free tickets are gonna be dropped in the community. And so you may not see a consistent, you know, there isn't 5,000 people here, but the people that are here
are paid.
That's a very good point. And as I said, There's that discrepancy, and it seems, you know, and then this is just me talking, the Rhinos were the only team where people were questioning the number of people who paid to get in. They don't question the other sports teams
in
Rochester, but they question the Rhinos about paid attendance.
So, I've noticed
double standard
that when it comes either it's to the Rhinos or to David and I, on a whole host of levels, there's a different set of rules and standards that have been applied to us.
And why is that?
I think there's baggage with the name Rhinos, and I think part of it, David and I were outsiders, and there's very clearly a different set of rules and expectations of the Rhinos and David and I than there have been of either past owners of this team or other franchises in this community.
You know, for the record, I just got to make a disclaimer. I remember that in the early part of the Lancers, Charlie Shano, which is, I don't know whether you met him or not.
I did not.
But he's very voiceful. He doesn't hesitate or nothing. And he used to do the radio with us. Mm-hmm. And he had the same problem with the DNC. And he used to berated them. Because they cover Buffalo. They cover the Buffalo Bills. And they cover the Buffalo Sabres, and they cover all these other teams, and they didn't cover the Lancers.
I don't begrudge the coverage of any sports franchise. They work hard, and they've done a good job. But I think that what's local here in Rochester deserves more credit, not just the Rhinos. Everyone associated with a minor league sports franchise, it's not all about glory. It's because there's a love of what you do, or the game, or the people that you work with. And it would be nice if it received the respect that it deserves. That being said, I'm very pleased that some media has started to pick us up much more than they ever have. Channel 10, Breland Moore, is at this stadium a lot this season. And there's been a lot of coverage of us, and we're very glad. Mike Catalana from Channel 13 was out at the match where we had the soccer fest. And he even commented on social media that it was really nice to see so many people not only here at Capelli Sports Stadium, but also at Frontier Field, and that many people enjoying sports downtown. So that's my one little bright spot, is that we have gotten more TV media coverage. Would I like more? Absolutely. Am I sometimes upset that we're like that last 30-second, you know, end of sport or whatever? Yes, but I'm just going to keep doing what I do. And our director of digital and communications, Blaise Bourgeois, is constantly sending out media alerts and letting everyone know where the team is and what we're doing and who's available for interviews. We're going to keep doing that, because I know when we first purchased the team, I couldn't get airtime for this team on TV for for anything. We couldn't get, you know, TV coverage, and we're finally year two getting it. So we're just going to keep doing our thing.
Well, and we're going to keep on doing our thing by promoting the Rhinos and tell our listener, you know, that the buck stops over here. Come and buy a ticket, come and see a great game, support the Rhinos, because we need to support the Rhino. Otherwise, we're going to be without the Rhinos. And then what are we going to do? We're going to watch high school soccer?
There's nothing wrong with high school soccer, by the way. Just a disclaimer, but we're just saying that, again, look what happened to the Western New York Flash, and we don't want the same thing to happen. Wendy, thank you so much
for
spending the
me.
Time with us today on the show, and we will certainly be here. Well, I won't be. I'll be on vacation, but the next home match is August 19th against the Charleston Battery, one of the best teams in the league.
Great game.
And a big, very important match for the Rhinos. 6:05 kickoff, 4:54 kick, or rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. And thank you,
Thanks
Mr. Sirianni, as well.
Wendy, thank you so much.
Thank you, kind
sir. We appreciate knowing you.
Appreciate being here.
And appreciate having you here.
And that'll do it for our show tonight. We will want to thank everybody for listening. Of course, we want to thank Bob D'Angelo, our engineer at WYSL, for helping to put the show together. And, of course, Joe Sirianni, our host. Michael Lewis and Dick Harvey back with us next week on our show. This has been Andrew Battisti. This has been Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buona notte.
See you next Monday. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.